Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Our doors are open today on the topic of everyday forgiveness. Every day. What's that mean? There's big things in life that's hard to forgive, but we know we are to forgive. But what about the everyday things? Not being invited to a party or maybe something on social media that upset you or someone cut you off on the road or something was said that just didn't settle in your heart. I'd like to know how you not only forgive, but specifically how you do that. We're talking about everyday forgiveness today, to free the slate, get the table clear so we can live our lives intentionally.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the president of Family Life Communications and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you very much, Kurt, and I welcome you to the program today. You know, we're talking about everyday forgiveness, and I know that you may be thinking about some big, huge thing that's happened in your life, a divorce or some tragedy or some situation that you've been wrestling with, and God love you. We know that can be very difficult. Forgiveness is something that frees your heart, frees your spirit, frees the stress in your life. But sometimes it's just the everyday things that get us caught. And I want to focus on that today and ask you to call and share with me and our nation and the world how forgiveness, or maybe a lack thereof, just the everyday things in life, has affected you. And how do you handle it in your family? Because sometimes it's a sibling that they do something that's offensive or hurtful, or maybe it's a parent or a child. Life is full of offenses, right? And how do you specifically choose? How do you do it, I guess? How do you forgive? 888-888-1717. Mayo Clinic study on what are the effects of holding a grudge. If you're unforgiving, you might bring anger and bitterness, they say, into every relationship and new experience. Do you find yourself just ready? You're kind of like fight or flight. You're ready to fight in relationships. Or maybe you become so wrapped up in the wrong that you can't enjoy the present moment. You become depressed or anxious. Boy, those are symptoms when we hold a grudge. Feel that your life lacks meaning or purpose, or that you're at odds with your spiritual beliefs, or in our case, you know, obviously our faith in Christ. Loss of valuable and enriching connectedness with other people. So what we see in this list from Mayo Clinic is that your life is the one getting messed up. That's the strange thing. You know, someone cuts you off on the road, they could care less. They've gone on. And you can kind of linger with that. Have any of you ever just lingered with that even an hour or two later? Wow. Comments online, we're going to get to those as well. Your calls, 888-888-1717. Everyday forgiveness. Freedom. Freedom. That's what we want. Freedom to live our lives. 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Debbie in Alaska, and I'm listening to your program on unforgiveness. And I had to really work through, probably for 8 years, forgiving my mother-in-law, who was very critical and really spoke in a way that destroyed respect and a feeling of belonging. And it wasn't until I heard on your program that forgiving doesn't mean you have to allow someone to continue that behavior. And when I realized that I could forgive her for years of verbal criticism and abuse and not have to be subjected to it anymore, it was very freeing. And I have to say, too, that it has made me realize that as my son approaches his own wedding, that I want to be extra vigilant in not creating that kind of insecurity in my new daughter-in-law's relationship with my son. I want to be very cautious in the way I speak and I respond and the way I react. Thank you for your program and for helping us understand better the Word of God so that we can apply it more beautifully in our own life.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome, my friend. That's why Intentional Living is here. I just shared with the staff an hour ago, have our chapel midweek every week, and I was sharing with them the power of living our lives intentionally in Christ in a day and age where there are so many things being said and done that that just cause us to scratch our head and wonder what's going on in the world. And it can create fear, it can create resentment, it can create a lot of anger. There's a lot of animosity that seems to be flowing around the world. And as Christians, to be able to live every day, keeping short accounts, as the scripture says, not going to bed lingering with wrath and anger, freeing ourselves so we can get through life. There's plenty of things that can bog us down, but every day, forgiveness shouldn't be one of them. Again, the Mayo Clinic tells us what happens to you when you hold on to a grudge. They also share what the benefits are of forgiving someone. I'll tell you what those are in just a little bit, okay? I do that to keep you listening. We'll share those with you in just a couple of minutes. All right, Shelby's on the line in Michigan. Hi, Shelby.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your question for me today?
Well, I have an older sister, and we are kind of at odds right now. And I did my best, and I'm sorry.
It's all right. What are you at odds about? What's the main issue?
Well, she has recently went through some family issues, and her family was completely torn apart.
Hmm.
And she was married to a man that she thought she knew for 12 years, and he wasn't who we all thought he was. And I've tried many times to reach out to her and, you know, show her Christ the best way, you know, how I've been praying and seeking the Lord, and she just has grown like an anger and a bitterness towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm continuing to try to reach out to her and, you know, just pray and seek the Lord and ask for his wisdom and have the Holy Spirit, you know, just guide me in what he wants me to do about this situation.
Now, this wasn't the kind of relationship you had when everything was okay?
Correct.
Okay.
We were a lot closer. I mean, we didn't spend every day together, but when we would see each other, we would, you know, mm-hmm. have an awesome time as family and hang out, enjoy each other's company.
Yeah. How's your life going? If you were to rate your, are you married, Shelby?
I'm not married. I'm actually single.
All right. How would you rate your life on a scale of 1 to 10? How it's going, things are together and so on. Let me change that. How do you think your sister mm-hmm. sees your life?
She definitely would probably rate my life as maybe a 9.
Okay. And her own as a what?
I would guess she would probably say maybe a 3.
All right. Everybody listening is thinking the exact same thing. You guys are sisters. You love each other. But when one sister is having a 9 and the other sister is having a 3, the human nature is the 3 doesn't want the 9 telling them what they should be doing.
Yeah.
And you love her, and you want the best for her, and you care for her, and your intentions are good. By the way, there's always unintended consequences when we do things that are intentional. I tell people we judge ourselves by our intentions. Other people judge us by our words and our behavior. And so she's interpreting what you're saying. Likely, she's interpreting what you're saying as maybe judgmental or corrective, and she just doesn't need that right now.
Yeah.
My encouragement to you, Shelby, is I feel your pain. We can hear the hurt. This is not the nature of the relationship, but when hurt people are hurting, they often will hurt other people. That's just the nature of human existence. My encouragement to you is real simple. Be intentional, just to love her. Don't give any instruction. Don't tell her what she should do. Don't give her any advice. Don't preach at her. Just love her. Send her a card. Send her a note. Let her know you're praying for her. Let her know you don't fully understand because you've not been through this yourself, but that you love her and want the best for her. And I'll tell you something that really is encouraging for someone you love. When they're in the midst of feeling like they're a 3, let them know they won't always be there. Because when we get to a level of a 3, we think that's our whole life. It's always going to be a 3. We're always going to be stuck here at a 3. So let her know it's going to be okay. Better days are coming. And then pray for her. Let her know that you care. That's the very best gift you can give to your sister, Shelby.
Thank you so very much.
All right. And I appreciate your tenderness. Instead of reacting in negativity and pulling away from her, which is a natural thing to do as well, you just stay put and keep loving her, and good for you. That is being an intentional person with this kind of everyday forgiveness that we're talking about today.
Do you have trouble with forgiveness? Then start with the source. Hi, this is Stephen Davis for Intentional Living. There are two characters in Luke 18 that Jesus talks about in a parable. One is the Pharisee, the other a tax collector. Pharisee prayed with pomp and flourish. The tax collector couldn't even lift his eyes to heaven. Only one of them asked for mercy. And as Jesus said, I tell you, this man, meaning the tax collector, went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. The lack of forgiveness and the lack of prayer is found in the lack of humility. Jesus was always being judged by the Pharisees because he hung out with tax collectors and sinners. But it was these same tax collectors and sinners who understood they needed forgiveness. They needed healing. If you don't think you're broken, then why would you pray to be fixed? But Jesus knows us better than that. Responding to the Pharisees, he said to them, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Paul says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves." Humility brings you to the forgiveness found only in Christ, but it will also bring you to forgiveness for one another. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. Having trouble with forgiveness? Then come to Jesus, but come in humility. For Intentional Living, I'm Stephen Davis.
Indeed. Very good. Thank you for that reminder, very biblical reminder that forgiveness is an important ingredient to our health, to our lives, to our relationship. Steve just posted something he had heard. He'd heard that not forgiving is like drinking poison and then expecting the other guy to die. Listen, we only hurt ourselves. In fact, the Mayo Clinic talking about what the benefits of forgiving someone can be, healthier relationships, greater spiritual and psychological well-being, less anxiety, stress, and hostility, lower blood pressure, fewer symptoms of depression, stronger immune system, improved heart health, and higher self-esteem. Sounds like a nice list to me. Everyday forgiveness, hanging on to stuff that we got to let go. Michelle in New Mexico. Hi there, Michelle.
Hi.
Appreciate your call today. What's your take on everyday forgiveness?
It helps you live a more peaceful life. I mean, I found that out, very much so.
How do you do it? What do you do when someone's offended you and you need to forgive?
Well, I do a heart check, for one. I check and see, where is my heart at, and if there's anything in me that, that I'm holding on to or maybe that I have done that I don't see, because we're often blind to our own, our own sin. And in order for not to become bigger things, bigger issues, is to deal with it right then.
Absolutely. So how do you deal with it? What do you do?
Well, for one thing, I ask the Lord, where is my heart? Give me the grace to forgive this person, and remembering, how much God has forgiven me. Because there's nothing that I have done that could be offensive to anybody else that's not offensive to God, So I have to remember how much God has forgiven me, and that the debt that I owe to him is far greater than anything that anybody could ever do to me.
Michelle, you're an example of what intentional living, when people ask me what intentional living is, your call's an example of it. You've taken biblical teaching, which is for our good. The Bible is not full of stuff, do's and don'ts, just to mess us up and play with our heads, but it's for our good. And you took a couple very basic biblical truths and you've applied them practically in your life. One is where it says, look at the log in your own eye before the speck in another's. That's a perspective. So easy to look at another person, not look at ourselves. And the other one is the scripture that says, forgive as God has forgiven you, as Christ has forgiven you. And these two biblical truths, when we play them out in everyday life, I tell you, you're going to get the results that the Mayo Clinic is talking about here. Healthier relationship, less anxiety, fewer symptoms of depression, stronger immune system. These things matter. It matters to you. It's really about your life. This is making an intentional decision for you. And it makes a difference. It really does. All right, Michelle, thank you for your call today. I appreciate it. Another Michelle, this one in Arizona. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Randy.
Appreciate your call. What take do you have on forgiveness, everyday forgiveness today?
Well,
I don't know about everyday forgiveness, but I am going through a process right now where I have been intentional about writing out a letter, a prayer, actually, for this person that I've been holding on to unforgiveness for. I had watched somebody on TV, and they said that, you know, that they had written out this letter, and they read it every night and every morning to God, and they did it for the longest time. They didn't mean it. They didn't feel it. And then he said, and eventually his heart just filled with so much love for these people. And what I realized is that, you know, because I'm in a 12-step program, so I've done the steps over this person, and I've got to look at my part. I'm in therapy. I sort of trauma bonded with this person, you know, so I've been doing that work and still in praying every now and then, but not consistently for this person. And I was reading the Bible. I was reading the Bible a few days ago, and my thing is I've been stuck on wanting justice.
Mm.
And I read the Bible, and it said, I read this verse, and I don't know where it was, but it said, God is truth and justice. And I said, Michelle, you're wasting time asking God to be something he already is.
Wow.
You need to do something different here. He's got that. And then I seen this guy in TBN, actually, and I thought, you know what, that's intentional.
Mm.
And I wrote out that prayer for him, and I just asked for every good thing I could possibly think of for him. And I hope he gets it. But in the process, I want to quit hurting me, because that's what I realized I was doing to myself.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about biblical truths applied in practical application, and the verse that talks about being renewed in the spirit of our minds is what you're doing, you know, by writing that out. And I tell people sometimes just writing out your hurt, your frustration, and in your case, a prayer that you're reading, doesn't even have to be mailed or sent, because that can complicate life sometimes for different reasons. But just having that reminder, refilling your mind with those things that are true and right and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report, in the process, we change. You know, we talk about freedom around here at Intentional Living, experiencing freedom. And it begins by having what God's goals are for our life really acted upon intentionally every day. And God intends for us to experience this kind of everyday forgiveness. Sometimes it's a bigger issue like Michelle's talking about. Sometimes it's a guy who runs you off the road or doesn't invite you to a party or something on social media. But forgiveness is not only a suggestion, but it's a command, and it's for our own good. There's freedom in it. And if you wrestle with it, I hope today, if nothing else, we're encouraging you to start thinking more intentional in forgiveness and acting more intentional in forgiveness in your life today. Because when you do that, there's freedom in Christ.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your care on him, for he cares for you." That's a declutter verse, isn't it? The scripture's saying our lives can be cluttered with care and worry and problems. And the scripture says, take that stuff and place it upon him. That's decluttering your life. You know, I'm very excited about this month's teaching because it's one of the four steps of intentional living. Talk about making a declaration of intention about developing godly habits. I thought long and hard about what's that third step, and really it comes down to what I call decluttering your life. And I give you an overview of the topic this month on the CD that's gone out on its way to all of our members. And if you're not a member, boy, come on and join us. Not only to get the CD, but allow us to come alongside of you each and every month to teach, to encourage you with a new topic, coming back to the principles of intentional living. Maybe you can use it with your kids, let your son or daughter or listen to it or download it and share it with others. Send it to your pastor. Let them listen to it. It's our gift to you to use as you would like and impacting your life and others. Secondly, you're helping us reach more people with intentional living. So your monthly support is appreciated. God bless you for it. By the way, we're sending along a very special, just this month, offer. It's Raising Responsible Adults, our study guide and book that helps parents apply the principles of intentional living. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. All right, let's get back to our caller. Steve's on the line. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What's your question for me today?
Well, I'm just having a hard time forgiving someone that was in my life. You know, I had a relationship outside of my marriage, and, you know, my wife knows about it, and she's forgiven me. But I'm just having a hard time forgiving the other person from, you know, a lot of things that went wrong, and I'm just struggling with it. And I know I need to forgive this person.
You mean, when you say forgive them for getting involved with you?
No, just forgive them for a lot of, you know, just things that, you know, that didn't go the way that they said they were going to go, and things like that. Like, it was almost like I was just used for a period of time, and then I'm just struggling with
it.
Well,
let me ask you a question. Are you disappointed they didn't go that way?
Not necessarily. I think I'm more disappointed in the fact that I'm having to go through, that me and my wife are going through all these hard times now.
I think you need to, you know, Steve, I would encourage you to really think about this in your counseling. The fact that you're still lingering with anger toward this woman that you obviously got involved with, and certain expectations were in place and they didn't happen. It sounds like things just didn't work out with her. Then your wife finds out, and you got all this pain and hurt now. I guess what I'm questioning, or what I'm hearing is, as you speak, is your mind still lingering with this woman and what could have been or should have been or whatever? And is it a forgiveness issue, or do you have to just take the responsibility for what you've done and asking God for forgiveness and realize that was a huge mistake in your life and move on? Or are you still stuck there with this woman in some way?
No, I think I'm a little bitter that I'm having to pay these prices, and this person's just, everything's just fine now, you know. And I think that's what's bothering me.
Oh, all right. So she's off the hook, and you're big time on the hook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, you know.
Well.
And I'm just having a hard time,
sure.
Well,
what you don't know, Steve, is the long term. I don't believe people can go through what you've been through, either of you, and not have consequences. Life is full of consequences. You may not see them or smell them or be aware of them, but my encouragement to you, I understand what you're sharing is you're struggling. You want to move on, but you're struggling. I think you just got to work on the process of yourself. You've got to tell yourself the truth, that you're going through it right now, and that God is going to be with you, and there's going to be some restoration and healing in your life. Focus on your wife. Focus on your marriage. Get your eyes off of this woman and what appears to be everything is fine. You know, even read the Proverbs. If you want to get a perspective, go read the Proverbs of when the Proverb writer in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes talks about, why does it seem that the evil people get all the riches and all the glory and all the, you know, lack of pain and stress, and the righteous get whacked in the head? Well, I think at the end of the story, there's always paying the piper. And if we can just deal with ourselves, keep the ball in our court, focus on what we need to do, that's the best thing you can do. We'll be praying for you, Steve. That's a big one. That is a big one. All right, Ioa, did I get your name right?
Yes, you did.
Welcome to the program.
I have two things. The first one is the one that I shared, is my sister and I spent several years of politeness. I don't know if that's what I want to say, but...
You mean a phoniness? They were just polite with each other, but there was something under the surface?
Yeah, I was the prodigal, and she was the sibling that stayed at home and helped out and was there when my parents needed help, and she was never married or has never been married, and there was just, you know, friction between us, and I apologized, I sent letters, I sent pictures, you know, and so forth that way, and she occasionally would call me a couple of times a year. That was about it. But when she became ill, I was there.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital. I went when she recuperated for a couple of weeks in the nursing home. I visited her there. And we're back to hugging and talking. And, well, we kind of forgiven each other. I was the one, I didn't need to forgive her, but she forgave me, and we're both happy now.
Well, good for you.
The other thing is, you were talking about the everyday things.
Mm-hmm.
If I get cut off in traffic, I'm kind of mellowed in my senior years, I guess, too. But if I get cut off in traffic, or I think somebody has taken a right away they shouldn't or something that way, I just say a prayer for them and say, God, thank you that we didn't have an accident.
Well, that's good. I like that. Not only that, but I often look at a person who is just going through traffic and cutting people off. I'm thinking, what's going on in their life? You know, they can't be a particularly peaceful, happy, content person at this moment to have to hurry to the next light, and then I pull up slowly behind them because they have to wait at the same stoplight. I think a perspective, instead of looking at it as what harm came to me, is what's going on in their life. Good reminder, I had a great message this weekend at church. It was on the prodigal, and our pastor was talking about the fact that both the good brother that stayed home and the prodigal were off base. You know, the prodigal obviously was off base because he thought he could go out and just violate God's laws and do it, you know, on his own. But the older brother violated by his legalism and by his self-righteousness. Both of them missed God's best. One by living a life flaunting all the things that God had for him, in this case his dad, and the other case trying to earn it all and trying to be the good brother. He missed the grace of God, in this case, his dad as well. Just a thought.
Forgiveness is not just about the other person saying they're sorry. Forgiveness frees us. I learned that when I had to forgive the man who left me 30 years ago when he found out I was pregnant. And as a single, unwed mom, how I had to learn to forgive him so that I did not carry that anger and put it on my little boy.
Forgiveness comes in all sizes and shapes, different experiences, but it's a universal need in our lives. It really is. No matter who you are, how old you are, you're not going to get through life without a whole lot of garbage. And forgiveness has got to be part of the way of getting rid of it. It certainly is important. Love your feedback on today's program. Go to theintentionallife.com and share with us. Tomorrow we're going to talk about having a stronger, more intentional family. Boy, we all want that, don't we? And that's what we're all about, encouraging you on that journey. So come and join us when we're together next time for Intentional Living.